Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last. What an amazing, amazing quote from an amazing man. He really was remarkable. I mean, what kind of foresight can we imagine this man having in 1963? Every time I see him speak, I cry. My heart starts beating quickly. I feel like jumping. I feel like defending. I feel like protecting. Martin Luther King Jr. was a visionary, really a great, great legendary man. And he wanted was for his children to grow up in an environment that was free, where there was no racism, cruelty, or injustice because of the color of your skin. I'm brown, and I'm a minority. And I have suffered some injustice because of my skin color and because of my nationality and because of my heritage. And it wasn't fun. It really did feel terrible. And now combine that with your sexual preferences and the injustices regarding that, and it's just not cool. It's not cool. But what's amazing about MLK is that he saw this back in the day. So he had the vision to see past the surface and fight for the future. And that is truly remarkable, remarkable. I always love to see people in situations where they need to fight or flight. And, you know, when you practice yoga, you know this phrase very well. And but in real life, outside of the yoga studio, fight or flight, for me, tells a lot about a human being. Will they stay and deal with the nitty-gritty of the injustice, or will they flee? Will they run? And I have no respect for the runners. Oh, my God. Man, I have respect for runners, but not that kind of runner. I don't like to fight. I don't like it. I wish there was no fighting for the rest of my life in any way. I don't even like to see fighting in movies unless it's like a physical battle where it's a challenge of physical strength. But when you see people fighting, what are they fighting for? In the case of Martin Luther King Jr., he was fighting for betterment. He was fighting for a good belief, for a belief for our future, for all of Americans, for all of the world, for all humanity. And he did it really by himself, and he died because of it. And his children, I mean, must be so proud, and his grandchildren. I can't imagine how their chests should swell knowing that they have his blood in him. I'm a fighter. There's no question I'm a fighter. And when put in a situation where I need to defend something good, I will fight till my death. It could be a defect. Hold on one second. That's my friend Tony Holtz. Tony Holtz, you're on the podcast. Good morning. How are you? Hey, Tony.
You're talking to me?
I'm talking to you, and you're talking to all of my followers on the podcast. You're on iHeart, you're on Spotify, and you're on iTunes. Good morning. That's my friend Tony.
Good morning.
She just.
How are you?
Good. Can you tell the followers the name of your new company?
Task Happy.
Task Happy by TonyGuys.com. You got to check it out. Tony, I'll call you later. It is a company that goes into your space and creates function, creates organization, creates betterment. And Tony is a personal friend of mine, and I couldn't be more proud of her right now. It's very difficult at a middle age to start a new business. It's very difficult to start a new business after having gone through divorce. And that's what she's doing all at the same time. If you've never imagined living in a space where you just flow, where everything is just prepared for you, everything is just readily available, you need to call Tony. I mean, this lady can turn any space into just a sublime heaven. And personally speaking, she's just a wonderful human being. But Task Happy by Tony, TONI.com, is her company. I will be hiring her for some spaces in my new home. And I highly recommend you have a consultation with her. We can better is always possible. You can always better yourself, your space, your life. And Tony is a true inspiration on every level. Check her out. Follow her on all the media. She's an amazing, effective team player for your team, because we all have different teams. She's an amazing human being. So back to MLK. I really feel like, yes, we should commemorate him because he deserves at least that. But we should, on an everyday basis, fight for what we believe in. Never wake up wanting to injure another human being just because. I believe these are the things he stood for freedom. And for me, it's so funny when he says free at last, free at last. I'm free every day. And I'll tell you, my personal belief is freedom is truth. And if you live in truth, you're free. I can never imagine living in clutter, in lies, in bullshit. I can't do that. That's truly being in prison. And guys, if you don't know, I've been to jail twice. It's no fun. What's fun is fearlessly walking through this life, being free. And one of the ways you can be free is by never hurting anyone. And, you know, you're going to hurt people innocently. You're going to maybe break somebody's vase when you go to their house, but you say, I'm sorry. I'm not talking about that kind of hurt. I'm talking about waking up and harming another human being just because the color of their skin, their sexual preference, or you just feel like it. I don't know what kind of a society we live in. It's like a jungle. Now, I don't get political on social media platforms. I'm not an author on Twitter, and I don't want to be. I don't think spreading negativity is constructive. I don't think it's funny. I think it's cheap. And you should just do that in the privacy of your own home, maybe in the mirror, so you don't insult other people. But MLK was a true example of how we should conduct our lives, both personally and professionally, always fighting for what he believes in, what is good, and what is true. And for me, anything that has truth in it is something I support and will podcast on for the rest of my life. And speaking of podcast, I'm going to be having Cane Water on. If you don't know, CBD, just like the supplements and the vitamins, is very good for you. For me, it's still a learning experience. It's not marijuana. It's not medicine. It's somewhere in between. Education is everything. If you don't know what you're talking about, it's better not to talk about it. I'm still learning about CBD. I have used many CBD products because they're always sending them to me because they want me to promote. But here's the thing. I'm not going to promote things I don't believe in. I do believe in CBD and its different forms. I think CBD is a natural enhancer of health. I have not married any product of CBD as of yet. I am still learning. However, I have learned that CBD is good for your health. So I was so lucky yesterday to go to Charlotte's Web in Wynwood and walk into what is a very practical pop-up shop. So you walk in with your empty container and they trade you a full container. It doesn't matter what the brand is. That's pretty awesome. I mean, you're getting stuff for free and you're getting health for free. Just because of that, you should go. It's in the heart of Wynwood on the corner of Coyo Taco. Every time I go to Wynwood, it's like, oh my God, all my friends, all the businesses. It's so cool. I kind of don't hang out in Wynwood because it's kind of a tourist spot. But it's a very neat place. And I know and have worked with many of the wonderful vendors and business people in Wynwood. And I was really impressed with this Charlotte's Web CBD company. Very impressed. They do also associate with a non-for-profit. And you guys might want to look into that. And also, they offer education on CBD, which I'm all for learning. I'm all for bettering and growing. And so the hashtags they asked me to use is CBD swap. And like I explained, you take your empty container and you get a new one. And trust the earth. And I'm a big believer in if it grows from the ground, it's good for you. It's good for you. A big, huge believer in that. You're never going to get fat eating vegetables and fruit, ever. So, yeah, you guys check it out. I got a zillion DMs yesterday about this place, and I can't wait. I can't wait. I hope they you know, come to Miami and stay in Miami. It's the first ever CBD swap pop-up shop here in Miami, and I'm super grateful to them. Thank you so much for thinking of me. I love being first. And in personal relationships, I want to be last. But in the sense of business, I love to be first. First always wins, or the most creative. So let's get creative regarding CBD. Miami Heat, what? Miami Heat, what? I am so excited. This week, there's three games. Next week, there's three games. I love basketball. I love football. I love contact sports. I like it. I think it's fun. Like I said, I'm not a big fighter as far as fighting in personal relationships. I'm a huge fighter when it comes down to physical activity. It's so much fun. And tonight, we've got a real special game. I get to play with the players, which should be most entertaining. I'm going to say that again, most entertaining. I would never in my life want to be a cheerleader for a professional team. For me, that's a backup position. I don't like backup. The only backup I want to do is to my husband, to my son. I want to be the player. I want to be the leader. And today I get to hang out with Udonis, with Butler, with Hero, with all of those guys. And I can't wait. Probably going to make a fool out of myself. Really don't care because I'm going to have a blast. Obviously, I'll be posting that. This year, 2020, has been overwhelmingly great. I believe that I am the most active I ever have been in going to music concerts. The reason is a lot of the great singers that I listen to are coming. I don't go to concerts just for fun. It is not something that I practice. I go to concerts because I know all of the songs. And if I know all of the songs, chances are I'm going to pay high price to get in. I went to New Order and I danced so hard. I was sweating. It was so amazing. Their voices remain unchanged. Now, how a lot of people ask me, you like New Order? Well, listen, I like good music. And it doesn't matter if it's classical music. It doesn't matter if it's R&B, hip-hop, alternative. If it's good, I like it. New Order is fantastic, timeless music. I did see, obviously, an age gap, like when I went to Post Malone, which I absolutely love Post Malone, posty. Not too long ago. Then right after that, I went to Air Supply. Then right after that, I went to New Order. Well, what does that tell you about my taste in music? It's eclectic. It's vast. It's me. I mean, I have a lot of experience. And so I feel like that opens my heart and my mind. And I'm very fortunate to have been exposed to so many types of music. New Order, forever, forever, I will love you. It was a bucket list item for sure. All of my girls from boarding school in Canada were asking me how it was, and I had so much fun. Really, I had a blast that night. And I wore my Super Bowl jersey. You know, I like the look of the jerseys, wearing the jerseys as an outfit, because it's just easy. It really is easy. And tonight I'll be wearing my Miami Heat jersey in hopes that Tyler Hero will sign my boob. I had Murr from the Impractical Joker sign my boob once. That was the first time somebody signed my boob. Tonight I want Tyler Hero to sign my boob. I think the jersey-looking woman is cool. I am from New Jersey. I was born in New Jersey. And I feel that it also is aligned with that. So it's fun. So I'm going to do that tonight. And I can't wait. Super Bowl that night before New Order, we stopped at Casa Tua for some drinks to get in the mood for Bizarre Love Triangle and The Perfect Kiss, which, and also Shell Shock. Those are my favorites. Blue Monday's fun, but those are my three favorites. Shell Shock, The Perfect Kiss, and Bizarre Love Triangle, which, if you guys don't know, I've been involved in Bizarre Love Triangles. No fault of my own, trust me. And I wore the jersey. My God, I must have gotten stopped a zillion times. Where did you get that? Well, guess what? It's sold out. It's at Macy's. It's in-store only, and it's sold out. I went running because my son will not be attending the Super Bowl here in Miami, and I felt bad about that. I'll be sending him all the merchandise from Miami because he's studying hard. He's getting straight A's. And in reality, the only thing I care about in this world is that child. So I feel like I want to send him a piece of everything because this is, guys, this is history, Super Bowl coming to Miami. Yes, all the stars will be here. Lady Gaga, Post Malone, J-Lo, Shakira. They're all here already rehearsing. But here's the thing. He's over there. So if you love somebody and they're not able to come to the Super Bowl, guys, go to the local stores. Macy's used to be Burdine's, which is part of Florida, hence the palm tree in the logo. And look and search. Now is the time to buy because a week after the Super Bowl, everything is going to be unreachable, unattainable, and sky-high prices. So you might want to forget about doing that after the Super Bowl. One of the goals that I set for myself in the year 2020, which, by the way, I have a vision board. I believe in vision boards. I hadn't done one in a while, and I'm glad I did because it's working perfectly. One of my goals this year is to get 8-pack, not a 6-pack, an 8-pack. I am working hard on that, but I've realized it really has nothing to do with the physical as much as it has to do with the nutrition. And I can gauge that in my own body. It might be different for you. I highly recommend that you research that because in the process you become healthy. I have begun again the 40-day challenge, this time the transactional meal plan for 40 days, meaning I'm not trying to lose weight. What I am trying to do is expel any toxins from my body. At the same time, I have changed my workout routine. It's still daily, but it's different, more aggressive, targeting the abdomen area. It's working, guys. It is working. I've never been so strong in my life, and it's pretty funny that I'm getting close to 50 years old, and my body is like a weapon, man. It's so strong, and I love it. I love it because it transfers into your life. How you feel and how your health is how your life is. Believe me, I drive by McDonald's and I think about the fries, guys. I'm as human as you are. But I choose health. I choose feeling good. I choose saving my life. Because everything you put in your mouth, and I say this over and over and over again, let's break it down, make it super simple. It either helps you or it hurts you. And I'm going to choose helping. Every time. It's not easy. It really is not easy. And it's working perfectly, guys. So I am meeting that goal. I have other goals that I don't want to share, but that's also working perfectly. Fit Miami Festival, Mana Wynwood, January 25. I'm going for one class. And you guys, I don't even need to tell you whose class I'm going to because, you know, it's funny. I feel like when you find something that works for you, you marry it. You marry it. You do not cheat on it. You do not entertain other things. You marry it because it works. And if you don't like something that works, then somebody should clobber you on the head. I like the way my trainer teaches. He's done wonders for my physique. So why would I mess with that? He's teaching a wonderful Mace class at Mana Wynwood on January the 25th, please buy tickets for this class. It will change your life. It did mine. And that's at 11 o'clock in the morning on January 25th. I will be there along with many of the fitness leaders in Miami, which I personally know and like very much. Can't wait to see the community of Miami in fitness come together again. I've been doing this for years, guys. The pretenders always weed out. In the Fit Miami Festival, they have been able to target the contenders. So it's a place that you definitely want to be. Maybe meet new people, try new things. It's going to be great. H&H and Shop Splash are working on Valentine's Day gifts and promos and savings, and I can't even describe them enough to you and say to you how wonderful they are. They have everything, the whole entire gamut, so you can afford something is what I'm trying to say. They also have $500,000 rings. They also have $5,000 gowns. I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting go. This stuff is unique, creative, and beautiful. I love it. I will never change from it, and I think you should try it. If you haven't, go in, say Revite, and you will get a savings. Juvenis Aesthetics, I can't wait to go back. I haven't gone back this year. Reason being is I believe youth comes from the inside. If I look younger, it's because of the way I eat and exercise and sleep and take care of my health. It's not because of Botox and fillers, although I use Botox and fillers because I'm a chick. And at the end of the day, I want to be beautiful for my man. Of course I do. And speaking of my man, Valentine's Day is coming. I love Valentine's Day. It's a day where you actually just connect with the person you love. Last year, I did do that, and it was beautiful. I had a great time. And this year, I can't wait. I just can't wait. I love love, and love is very much alive for me. I hope it is for you. And if it's not, find someone to love. Maybe your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, or yourself. That's a good idea. Treat yourself. Buy yourself a nice little gift. You don't need to be with a partner on Valentine's Day. You don't need to be with a partner on New Year's Eve. You need love on those days. And how do you find love? You create love. You have love around you. Just look, focus, and treat those people well. This year, 2020 so far, is my favorite year of the decade. Really. And it's not because it's 2020. This year, I've adopted a method of thinking that goes like this. Put your head down and work. Put your head down and work. Work professionally. Work physically. Work emotionally. Quiet the noise. Audit your life. If there's people in your life that are hindering you, holding you back, exercise them. Like The Exorcist, vomit them out. Never look back. Life is so delicious. And you really just want to be with people that celebrate that. Yesterday I was at church, and I'm so lucky, man. I try to get to church every Sunday, and I can't. I really can't because of events and stuff and work. But when I do get to go, my God, I leave floating. And I hold on to that. I really do. I hold on to that for the rest of the week. And when I feel low, when something goes wrong, when the stock market crashes or when I get a lawsuit or whatever it is, I think about those words. Those words. In the case of yesterday, I think of the reasons of why I was placed on this earth. I wasn't placed on this earth to be sad or to be mad or to be unhappy. I was placed on this earth to be happy, to contribute, to be active. And I don't know what church is for you or if you have a church, but find what gives you faith and really marry that. I think commitment is everything. People that are committed are people I invite into my life. And this Valentine's Day, if you don't have someone you're committed to, commit to yourself. It works. So that's it for this month. I will not be podcasting till after the Super Bowl. The next podcast will be on Cane Water because I'm trying to set up a meeting, but I'm so slammed till after the Super Bowl. And I just wanted to wish you guys a great Super Bowl weekend, a safe weekend. Make your plans on transportation, people. It's going to be a cluster. And have yourself the best remainder of January available to you. That's what I wish for you. And I'll be talking to you in the month of love. I love, love, love is so alive. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I appreciate this so very much. And yeah, do I need to say this? All right, I'll say it. www.atreve-t.com. I'm always there on the other line for you. There is no question you are what you eat. At least the people in LunchologyMiami.com believe that. They are Miami's boutique health food company delivering delicious prepared meals to keep you, your family, and your workplace focused on what matters, and that's a healthy lifestyle. Shop through their ocean lovers, meat lovers, plant lovers menu. Decide whether you want 3, 4, 5 days of healthy meals, or once or twice daily. I believe I am what I eat, and I only eat the best. LunchologyMiami.com. Do you want to feel great, look better, and actually live the part? Well, the answer is in iShopPurium.com. That's iShop, P-U-R-I-U-M.com. And I'm your code. I'm your coupon. Revite10. It's time for a real food revolution. And actually, it pays to be healthy. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me on www.atreve-t.com. That means to dare. Thank you for listening to the Magda Lopez podcast. I'm Revite on Instagram, Atrevete on Facebook, and _Revite on Twitter. I'm everywhere. Find me.